All right. Thank you, Ms. Moreau, again for coming down. Next item of business is the County Administrator's Report for July 22, 2014. Only one item. Please find attached to the activity reports from the First State Animal Center and SPCA for the months of May and June 2014. Per the reports, there were 234 service calls and 59 bite case calls for a total of 293 in May, and 345 service calls and 82 bite case calls for a total of 427 in the month of June. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Gina Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. I am pleased to announce that the Sussex County government has been awarded for the 12th consecutive year the Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting by the Government Financial Officers Association for its comprehensive annual financial report known as the CAFR. This award is the highest form of recognition in the governmental accounting and financial reporting, and its attainment represents a significant accomplishment by a government and its management. The CAFR has been judged by an impartial panel to meet the high standards of the program, including demonstrating a constructive spirit of full disclosure to clearly communicate its financial story. The award reflects a collaboration of efforts from many county employees. Our staff, on a day-to-day basis, ensures that the county finances remain strong. Kathy Roth, Jeff James, Sylvia Wazuska, Tracy Burton, and the rest of the county division deserve a special thanks for their extra effort in achieving this award. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Job well done again. Yes. Andrea Wall, federal payment in lieu of taxes.
Good morning, Mr. President and members of council. We have received $38,898 from the United States Department of the Interior Fish and Wildlife Service. This is a federal payment in lieu of taxes for the Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge. This check represents payments under the Refuge Revenue Sharing Act covering fiscal year 2013. The amount is calculated by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service by prorating the total funds available for payment. This check is funded by revenues generated from the Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge and from a supplemental congressional appropriation. We may use these funds for any governmental purpose. The amount given to us has been consistent for the last 4 years. The recommendation is to allocate these funds in the same percentage as other county tax collections as we've done in the past. And if you don't have any questions, I have a motion.
Please read your motion.
What does that mean? The recommendation is to allocate the money?
In your packet, you had a...
Right, okay. But, all right.
So if we had collected...
You're not talking about school tax and all that.
Sure.
Okay, you're talking about the 85% going to the school.
Yes.
Oh, gotcha. Got that.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the Finance Department's recommended distribution of the Refuge Revenue Sharing Funds as follows. Milford School District, $7,525.84. Cape Hem Open School District, $24,050.47. Sussex Tech, $2,873.21. Sussex County, $4,071.16. And Sussex County Libraries, $477.32.
Because those surround the Prime Hook, those districts?
Prime Hook is comprised of 76% of Cape Henlopen and 24%
right.
Milford.
Right, exactly.
So that's
Thank
how
you.
It's allocated.
Thank you.
Entertained motion from council.
I'll make it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Okay.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
Next is Bob Jones. Come on down.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning, sir.
First item on the agenda I have is a balance and change order and substantial completion for the concrete apron repairs phase two, which was contract number 1313, constructed by Mitten Construction Company this summer. The balancing change order, just the contract, the final quantities, excuse me, the award was for $170,245. The change order reduces that amount by $5,045.35 to a final cost of $165,199.65. We started the project on April the 28th, and it was substantially completed on June 17th, which was actually 2 weeks ahead of what we proposed the schedule to be. Any questions?
You have a motion, sir?
Yes, sir.
Please read your motion.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the balancing change order for Sussex County Contract Number 1313, Concrete Apron Repairs, Phase 2, with Mitten Construction Company be approved, which decreases the contract by the amount of $5,045.35 for a new contract total of $165,199.65. Be it further moved that substantial completion be granted effective June 17th, 2014, and that final payment be made and any held retainage be released in accordance to the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to introduce
okay, motion.
That.
Yep. Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Second.
Second, Mr. Caldwell. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Caldwell.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. Second item was a balance and change order and substantial completion for the Lockwood Subdivision Project, contract number 1221, constructed by Jerry's Incorporated. Again, the balance and change order adjusts the contract to final quantities and added a pay item. There's one new item. The contract was awarded for $693,351. And this change order reduces that amount by $78,682.11 to a final cost of $614,668.89. We started the projects on September 9th, 2013 last year, and was substantially complete on November 15th, 2013. There was a time extension of 8 calendar days to excessive rain we had during the contract, and you had the letter in the packet. Mm-hmm. Any questions?
Good job. The council.
I'm
question.
Happy that.
Mr. Phillips.
There is one change in the list that is significant, the $40,000. WMA, comma, SP, B or C, wedge / level is the description. What exactly?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's abbreviation for hot mix. It's a warm matrix asphalt super pave type B. It's so long you've got to abbreviate, and then of course it's wedge and level, which was we leveled the surface because it's so irregular and all. And what it was is I figured out what the quantity was, but I was so unsure because it was so rough of a road. If any of you have ridden the old tar and chip roads and so uneven, I added a little bit of hot mix just to be safe. And that's really what that is.
Thank you.
The amount I had in there is, I'm going to call it padding, to be safe. That's why it was so large of an amount. Because it was actually 2.75 miles of road in the subdivision, which is roughly about 15,000 feet of road.
It looks like it's about an 18% reduction. Do you have any concern that they may cut us short on some hot mix?
No. Like I say, that's about what I added in tonnage. If I remember, it was about 400 tons, wasn't it?
I don't believe so.
Let me find it here.
2,447.3 on that line.
Yeah, it was 3,000 tons originally, and it went down to, say, 2,500. Okay. So, yeah, around 500 tons, a little bit more than 500.
And the road was inspected by our department.
Yes, Ronnie Johnson and I were there. We had in the provisions also was for the contractor to supply an independent testing agency to make sure it was compacted correctly and all the tests passed.
So, and the warranty on it is?
We have a one-year warranty for the whole contract. Okay. And we also have gotten a little extended warranty of another 3 years for the surface course because we had a little issue with what's called dust balls. They're little pockets of stone dust.
Yeah.
So we've gotten 3 years more, so a total of 4 for that.
So if we start having some thin spots show up in 2 years, we're okay.
Yeah, there shouldn't be any thin spots.
I know, but there are many examples of developments that have thin spots that show up interestingly, just a little bit after the warranty ends, it seems. Okay. Thank you, Mr. President.
Any more questions? You have a motion, sir?
Somewhere I just...
Take your time.
I've got to find it. Hold on. I'm sorry. Here we go. Be it moved based upon a recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the balance and change order for Sussex County Contract Number 1221 Lockwood Subdivision with Jerry's Incorporated be approved, which decreases the contract amount of $78,682.11 for a new contract total of $614,668.89. Be it further moved that the contract time be increased by 8 calendar days and substantial completion be granted effective November 15th, 2013, and that final payment be made and any retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
I'll make the motion.
Motion, Mrs. Mm-hmm. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips.
And I
questions
have
on the motion?
Well, I do
you have a question, Mrs. Deaver.
Something to say, yeah. The folks who are benefiting are going to be paying back for this. Is that correct?
Correct.
Correct. So it's not a gift. And I would just like to thank you. That's in my district. I can't imagine a place that needs help anymore. Those roads are a mess. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Any more questions, the council?
Yes.
Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. You all have a good afternoon.
Thank you.
Next, old business, Mr.